This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was on the show back in 2019 of April, early April. We're talking about Zen Graphene Solutions Limited. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ZENYF. You can also find them up there on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ZEN. And with us is actually the new CEO of the company since of late April 2019. He's with us today, Francis DeBay. Francis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
How did you get involved with the company?
Well, I was a shareholder from probably 7 years ago. And then 2 years ago, we really liked the asset that this company had, the very rare graphite deposit in Northern Ontario, as it is able to transform or exfoliate into graphene products easier than other graphites around the world. And we really wanted to bring a science and business approach to this mining project. We believe that the value there was really in the graphene space, and there was a lot of work to do on the science front. So we've brought in a lot of smart people around us. We're working with a lot of university in Canada, a bunch of different universities with different strengths. We're leveraging our research dollars. We've received about $1.2 million from different government programs here in Canada, where we can leverage for every dollar we're putting in, we're getting about $2 from the government. So we're using those dollars and those universities to really unlock the value of this very unique graphite in the world. There is no other graphite like it. It came up as an intrusion, a liquid intrusion into the host rock. When you compare that to regular graphite that comes from millions of years of heat and pressure, it's a very different formation. And because of the way it was formed, it really gives us a natural advantage in the graphene space. And that's why I got involved. And we've done a lot of great things since we took over. Well, it's 21 months now. We actually launched our proxy battle about 2 years ago from today. So it's kind of a bit of an anniversary for us right now.
Last time somebody was on your show, I believe his name was Don Bubar, the old CEO. That being said, you guys have a new facility right now. Can you tell us about it? And what is your plan to do with that facility?
Yeah, so that new facility, our grand opening is actually March 3rd. So, very new. We're just getting into the space. We've ordered some equipment. Some of it's arrived already. Others are still coming in. The goal of that facility is really to start producing some of these materials, these nanomaterials, graphene, graphene oxide, and graphene quantum dots. These materials at the research level have a lot of excitement around them. They also command a very high price around them. The quantum dots especially sell for around $4,000 a gram. Obviously, you're not going to order kilograms of materials at that pricing, but the universities do order materials in this price range. Graphene oxide is probably around $500 a gram. So there's an opportunity for us because of the very high-grade materials that we are able to produce from the Albany graphite deposit to start selling some very high-end products to these universities and start generating some cash flow for us. Now, this does a few things for us. Number one, it's a proof of concept. We've been telling the world for a while that we've got the best material to make graphene and graphene oxide and graphene quantum dots. But now we can actually start making those products and actually make them available for people to purchase. So that's number one. Number two, we can actually start generating some revenue, which for a company like us is very exciting. We'd obviously like to be cash flow positive sooner than later. And this gives us a potential to start earning enough revenue to offset our expenses. So we're very excited by that. But the biggest thing is it starts creating some opportunities for us to partner with some universities, to work with end users that are partners in those universities, and create a sales funnel for us where we have the ability to start building relationships with end users that could lead to bigger sales agreement down the road. So we're pretty excited to get that facility up and running. And March 3rd, we're inviting shareholders and any interested parties to come to the facility and visit and see what we're all about.
Francis, on November 2019, you guys put out a press release. You did some license agreements. And I just want to know if you could just bring us up to speed. Where are we at on that process?
Absolutely. So we've signed, we've got three universities that we're working with. The first one, we actually didn't name them, but we've signed a non-exclusive agreement with them to use their patented process. Takes our graphite and processes it into a graphene product. We're talking about a 5 to 10 layer graphene product right now, sort of a GNP product. And we're pretty excited to work with them and scale up this process. So we're in the we're working with them on that right now. It's a process that right now we're able to do probably a kilogram or more at a time. So it's already scaled up a fair amount. But that's that's sort of the lower end of the graphene market. Next, we're working with the University of Guelph, where our new lab and research center is located. We're about 9 minutes from the university. We're hoping to have a MyTax agreement there to help encourage some of the students from Guelph University come over and work at our facility. So we're pretty excited by that. The agreement with Guelph is actually an exclusive agreement for the next 18 months. We're developing processes to make graphene oxide, both from a chemical perspective and from a electrochemical exfoliation perspective, and also create a reduction process where we can actually make something called reduced graphene oxide. So those processes have been underway. We're actually in the process of scaling up those processes now, so we're pretty excited by that, and we are very excited to have a licensing agreement in place with them already that's exclusive. One of the advantages there is the processes in place that have been developed now for the last 7 or 8 months really work with our graphite and only our graphite. They've tried this process with regular natural flake graphite and with synthetic graphite, and they really didn't work well compared to our graphite. So we're pretty excited by that. And then the next one is the University of British Columbia at the Okanagan campus. We're working with them on a multitude of projects. So we've actually signed with them a platform that can transfer from one project to another. That is not an exclusive deal there, but we're very excited by the work that's getting done at UBCO. We signed an agreement last June to spend $300,000 a year there, and they're delivering for us some very significant research, including on quantum dot production, which is the very highest value in this nanomaterial world that we're operating in.
Your flagship property over there at Albany Graphite site, what's going on over there at this moment?
So in Canada, graphite as an industrial mineral falls under provincial jurisdiction. It's subject to a two-year baseline environmental work. So we started that work last year. Again, we took over as a new board in May 2018. So in 2019, early on, we raised the necessary money to start the baseline studies. We completed the first year last year. We're actually starting the second year of that baseline work now. And as a industrial mineral under provincial jurisdiction, we have to do 2 years of that. So this is the second and last year of environmental baseline work that we'll have to do. And we're going to be looking at those results and hopefully jumping right into permitting after that. So we're moving the project along as fast as we can from that perspective.
My guest today has been Francis Dubay. He's the CEO of Zing Graphene Solutions Limited. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ZENYF. Also on the Toronto Stock Exchange, you can find him on the ticker symbol ZEN. Francis, before I let you go, why should somebody take a look at your stock and maybe purchase it?
Right now, honestly, it's one of the best times since we took over. We're looking at starting production of nanomaterials. We're going to have a web store up before the end of the month here. We're going to have our products available for purchase. We're hoping to start generating some revenue, starting in March this year. So we're really at a inflection point for us as a company right now. So I don't think there's ever been a better time to look at our company.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back on 40, 50 days, give us an update. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. For my listeners, if you're looking for a basic material company, get on the ground floor. There's stocks trading at around 24, 25 cents, market cap around 19 million. Francis, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best out there.
Sounds great. Appreciate your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.